Hello, everybody, and welcome to August, arguably the worst month here in New Jersey. But we're going to dissect how it is for game releases. Alex Navarro, Brad Shoemaker. Happy humid August.
I'm trying to think, where would August be the best month?
I'm sure in part. Brad, how is the weather in August in San Francisco?
Balmy.
Balmy, okay.
I don't even know what balmy means, but it sounds good.
Yeah, wait, sounds right.
Is balmy also sounds kind of humid, so.
It's just a word I've heard to describe weather. Mild or temperate, okay.
Okay.
That's what it is.
I don't like August, and I'm sticking with it. But let's see how things go as we go down the planorama, folks. Planorama.
A balmy month for video games.
Well, maybe. Pleasant? Is that a... I always thought balmy was bad.
Well, okay. I don't know. I mean, maybe you don't like temperate weather.
That's
maybe
true.
Maybe it's neutral.
Maybe it's... Look, I think this August for video games might be neutral on my books, but we're going to get to that in just a second here. As we go through the August releases here, a lot of our data pulled from the Internet Games Database, we might miss some games. There's plenty of stuff, actually, on the release calendar. We've picked only a fraction of the things that are coming out in August. Obviously, if you've been paying attention to the releases this year, a lot of stuff pushed into September. So with that being said, let's kick it off with the full release here of a game called Rekka, which I think the most notable thing about this game is in the trailer. It looks like a Howl's Moving Castle house.
Yeah.
That's
nailed it.
That's what I remember.
I don't remember anything else about this, to be honest with you. I know it's a game that I have seen somewhere on a presentation, but I don't remember it.
I'm just assuming everything is a survival game until proven otherwise.
Building
and survival.
That's Rekka. That is Rekka 1.0, I guess, a game that has been in early access. I have not played it, but it is coming out. Was first playable in 2024. This is coming out August 18th. Switch 2 stuff still makes news because of Switch 2 stuff still getting games, maybe a little bit later than some other platforms here, but you get the Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion remaster coming to your Switch 2 on August 11th. You know, better late than never, I guess.
More Switch 2 games, more better.
Yeah.
At this point, I wonder how it will run.
Yeah, it will run. Was this one of those ones that people saw and were like, it runs better than I thought it runs?
It was a little jank. I played it on PS5. It's an Unreal 5 game, I believe.
All right.
It was not as smooth as you might want for a 20-year-old game.
But it is remastered.
I don't come to Bethesda things for smoothness.
No, fair. No. Yeah, I mean, they did overhaul all the graphics, so it's...
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how it does on Switch.
That's August 11th. Also, doing a bit of a system hop here, we've got Grounded 2 hitting early access on your PS5. It's
like one of your last chances, I guess, to play an Xbox game on a PlayStation.
I was going
to
say, not everything is an Xbox, but for right now, Grounded 2 thinks like PS5 is an Xbox.
Possibly like one of your last chances to play an Xbox game.
It's like this and Halo, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably it. I don't know if there's anything else. I think like Clockwork Revolution, I think, was also...
Oh, right.
There are a couple of other stragglers, but we are getting down to it on that novelty.
I haven't checked in with this in a long, long time, but, big fan of Grounded, and if you can get in on Early Access and want to play Grounded 2 on your PS5, your chance will come on August 11th. I assume it will get updates across all the platforms at the same time. It would be really crappy if they didn't do that, because this game is in Early Access with, I don't think, a release date even announced. All right, now we're into the initial releases here, the big releases for the month. Kicking it off early this year with a big walk. This is from the Untitled Goose Game folks, right? That's
House. I've been looking forward to this for quite some time, and I read some reviews, and it sounds like it's kind of exactly what I hoped it would be.
Which is what?
Which is a big open world puzzle solving game that requires a lot of teamwork.
Okay, so it is, and
like communication, like a lot of like you need people in multiple places to communicate back and forth. I don't know how hard it is.
But it is puzzly. That is
definitely very puzzle based, and apparently the puzzles scaled based on the number of players.
Interesting. Okay.
Which is cool. I guess I think the max size is huge. It's like okay. 8 or 12 people or something like that.
Okay, that's pretty big.
But I could be wrong, but I think what I read is that it is like past like 4 players, maybe, I think, is the max for like the puzzles don't change beyond that or something. I forget, okay. But you can play it, I think, with as few as 2 people.
Well, we'll have to get together and big walk at some point.
We have to try this together.
I kind of want to get a posse together and just play this also, like start to finish.
Okay. Do you know if there's a start to finish?
Yeah, it is a game you can complete.
Okay.
It's not like a slop game as such, like endless, you know, Lethal Company runs or anything like that. It is like a contained story with a beginning and an end.
Interesting.
Yeah. Is that what differentiates a slop game from not?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Repetitive slop, I guess. Can we further differentiate or subdivide the slop category?
Oh boy.
An endless slop.
Slap.
There's a greater, I think, re-examining of the slop categorization that we probably have to do at some point, just not today.
Nothing about this game sounds sloppy to me, so.
Me either.
Slop. How would you say taxonomy but slop? I can say it in my head, but my mouth can't make the word.
Taxonomy.
Or how would you go the reverse? How would you go slap ock?
No, I wouldn't. Is how I would how not
can
do you, that.
I can't make my mouth actually say the words. Slap oxen.
There's a very easy bit of like wordplay in there you could just go with.
I can't do it. All right. That's Big Walk. That's coming out on the 4th. That is on the PC, PS5, Switch 2. No Xbox on that list right now. So PS5, Switch 2, and PC. Brad, do you know anything about it being cross-play?
It is cross-play.
Okay, that's cool.
All platforms can play with each other.
Beautiful.
Beast of Incarnation. Reincarnation.
Game Freak making other things.
I don't know how this came about still.
We've seen trailers for this for a bit now. This is
mixed reviews so far. Not bad, but definitely some like, hey, this feels like someone's first attempt at making something like this.
Okay. Kind of action game. I'm not sure how Souls like I think it looks just more actiony than
I think
Souls,
it's just a straight up action RPG.
Yeah.
I feel like that's always the question these days. Is it a Souls or a Devil May Cry?
Right. Yeah.
It's gotta be one or the other.
More of a Zelda.
This looks more actiony than even that. This stylish action here. But this didn't do too much for me seeing all the trailers.
I would definitely put it in the Devil May Cry camp.
Yeah.
Is it stylish hard action?
That's pretty stylish hard action.
I don't know. I feel like there needs to be more like flipping and Uzis for it to be stylish hard action.
Okay, you're launching an air juggling.
Yeah, that's okay. We're getting in the neighborhood now.
That's Beast of Reincarnation. That is coming out on the 4th on the PS5, Xbox, and the PC. I guess as of the time of this recording, out now.
Yep.
We got more for Pacopia, Pokemon Pacopia, Bubbly Basin. I just saw the trailer for this recently, and I gotta say, I put a bunch of time into the Pacopia, and I'm not sure I need more of it. Somebody probably needs more of it. I don't know if that person is me.
Yeah, this definitely sounds like new area with new Pokemon.
I believe it is, yes.
I mean, it's got the underwater gameplay, but it sounds like they added the underwater, like the ability to go underwater just for free, is my understanding. So this is just an underwater area to expand into.
Which kind of looked like an above water area, just underwater. If you're dying for more Pacopia, I just found the loop to get kind of repetitive in Pacopia after a while.
At least they're supporting it, I'll say. Considering how they left the previous game that they made, sort of like, I mean, Animal Crossing is what I'm talking about. This is kind of in the same wheelhouse as Animal Crossing, and they just let that game kind of
wither,
sit there without much support. So at least they're doing stuff for this.
What's the Piplup? Is the little seal?
Ooh. What the fuck did you say to me?
Piplup.
Are you calling me?
This little seal guy, that Pokemon. Anyway, he's cute.
Oh, Popplio.
Is that what his name is?
I think it is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That sounds right. All right.
Yes, that is Popplio.
Why do I know that?
I don't know why you know that. Pokemon freak Alex Navarro. This one I am looking forward to. Marvel Tokon Fighting Souls is out on the 6th.
I can't wait to suck at this game.
I can't wait to see if there's a interesting like story mode, play through that, and then never play it online.
I bet there is, actually. Yeah. So you're probably good.
Oh, this just looks super cool.
It's 4v4?
Man, always?
That's intense.
Or just, just a
tag,
mode.
It's a tag game. It's a 4v4
but
tag.
But 3v3 is fighting. Usually the ceiling like for a just, tag game.
That's a lot of tagging.
That's so much tagging.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the biggest Marvel fan, but I actually am quite curious to try this. It sure looks nice. Like, it's just fighting games have gotten very good looking.
I just need to see what their vision for Marvel is. Like, what is the, how does it differentiate itself from the way Capcom does it? And obviously, the studio does their fighting games in a very specific way, a way I'm a fan of, but I haven't put hands on this yet, so I'm going in sight unseen.
Yeah, also, I've never played an Arxis game with any kind of seriousness before, so this seems like, you know, like your Guilty Gears and Blaze Blues and stuff are maybe a little intimidating, but Marvel is a bit more, I don't know, this seems like a good gateway for trying out an Arxis game.
Well, and Fighters, don't forget too, Dragon Ball Fighters. Oh, like that was the one I got into.
That was Arxis. That was them.
And I don't even like Dragon Ball, and that game was hella good.
It was pretty good. And this just looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's coming out on the 6th. All sorts of versions of that if you want. And that is on the PC and PS5. No Xbox on that?
Yeah, no. Sony is publishing it.
Sony is publishing it. And they would be a fool not to put it on the PC.
Yes.
Don't be a fool. You think this comes to the Xbox at like some point?
Nope.
Probably not.
It's locking that one up. That's a bold move, Sony. Iron Nest Heavy Turret Simulator.
Appears to be what the title says.
Heavy Turret Simulator.
Well, this is one of the hottest demos from the last Next Fest.
You say that, but then scroll until you find the picture of the cat.
Yeah.
I don't know that that made its way into the IGDB data, but if you go to the Steam profile.
Okay.
It's a cat in a hat.
Cat. Yeah. And I'm looking for this cat. Keep going. See it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a.
Why is that weird?
I think the cat is operating the turret at some point.
Great.
Good.
Fantastic. As it should.
He's been well trained.
That's right. Is this just like a kind of heavy machinery simulator?
Yeah, I think kinda there is some like kind of narrative, but this demo got a lot of attention when it came out.
Cool. It seems like it's got some style to it.
Yep.
Iron Nest Heavy Turret Simulator.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of these all of a sudden, I feel like.
The single purpose simulator, not just the cleaning simulators.
Like the like kind of 1940s-ish looking tank equipment, like first person sit in a tank cockpit and run a turret kind of thing.
Probably not indicative of anything.
Like that's what the mouthwashing developer is making.
Right
now, except I think there's this actual multiplayer, which this is not.
And probably very weird.
And then
people yearn for the big machines.
I think Carcass Clad is what that's called. And then there's the one with the impossibly long German compound noun name, which I have somehow committed to memory.
What is it?
Which I believe is Planeten Verteidigungs Kanonen Kommandant.
Wow.
Agreed.
I think.
I can't wait till to see how that breaks word wrap or title problems all over the internet. Databases that need to break lines.
I spelled it wrong when I Googled it, but that's basically the name.
How dare you?
PVKK is how they are abbreviating that one. Okay. But anyway, like all these games are kind of very much cut from the same cloth.
Okay.
That's cool. That's a neat genre.
Yeah. That's on the PC on August 6th. That's Iron Nest Heavy Turret Simulator. Grain Rot.
Yes.
Grain Rot.
Yes.
That's a pretty good name.
So what is the, this looks like you play as robots in that kind of, get together with some friends, get some stuff and get out.
Yeah. I think I'm mostly into this because the robots kind of look like none of you played the game Scrapland, right?
I remember the name.
The American McGee game.
Oh, God, that was him, wasn't it?
Yeah, so weird. The bug-eyed robot in this just kind of reminds me of the robot from that, a game I had to review very early in my career, and I was just like, this looks like a decent one of these, probably. So that was enough for me to highlight it.
That's the second time I've thought about American McGee in as many days.
That's not a good sign.
Third time since Saturday, actually.
Wow, okay, wait. Two I was willing to give you, but three.
This is ridiculous.
I talked to Chris Kohler about American McGee's Alice on Saturday.
Okay.
And then I found a picture of American McGee during the development of Doom 2 yesterday, or Quake, actually. And now we're talking about Scrapland. Anyway, proceed.
American McGee apparently has nothing to do with this. And it's, the protagonist in this looks a lot like the character from that game.
Also look like the robots from that movie, the hit movie, Robots.
Sounds, I don't know if this will be good, but a horror co-op extraction builder.
Yes.
That sounds interesting, kind of, also, actually.
I both love and hate the name.
Green Rot.
Like, all that sounds normal until they put builder instead of shooter, and now I'm curious how that's going to manifest.
Let me just double check if this is, sounds like it's going into early access on the 7th, isn't that correct? Yeah, I believe so.
It's also at least got like its own ideas on character design, like these robots are kind of unique looking-ish.
Yeah.
Might just be going live on the 7th, according to the Steam page.
Yeah, it just comes out.
All right. Great.
All right. That is a Grain Rot. This next one here, Agent 64, Spies Never Die. I just added this on here because it is absolutely shameless.
You know what you're doing here.
Even down to the trailer.
And I do like that your agent appears to be more of a silver fox than your average Bond, though.
It's 007 and 64 Bond.
Kind of looks like James Brolin.
It's the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. You know, we've talked about this genre coming back and people wanting to do this. And that's what
you mean, the N64 genre,
or also just people getting tired of waiting for a new one of their favorite games and just making it themselves.
Just making it.
See also Star Fox clones.
This fake Bond music in this trailer, though, is really exceptional.
I don't know if one of these has come out yet or not. I think there might have been one more before this or something. Wonder how this will do.
You know what
appetite is for this.
You know what is hitting me the most nostalgia-wise is just seeing face map characters like N64 style, where it's just one big mug of them just going, you know, to the camera. Like that is a look I think I would feel some weird pangs of nostalgia for in new games.
That is the 11th. That I think that's on PC. Yes, that's on PC. That is Agent 64, Spies Never Die. Moving along here, okay. Agefield High, Rock,
I feel old.
The school.
Guess what? We're now in the High School Musical nostalgia wave.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay. When was the High School Musical heyday? Is that like the mid-2000s? Like
that's 2000s? Late millennium.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Older than I thought. So is this game is about like music in some way? It's not just a Bully remake.
It is Bully-ish, I think, in some ways, but it also appears to be hitting some of that same like turn of the millennium high school fiction nostalgia stuff.
Okay. Oh boy,
they gotta learn how to animate faces more.
I disagree.
Like nothing screams like asset flip. I mean, this otherwise looks pretty good, but it's just the like dead-eyed faces.
That's just
really
rogue.
Really?
What's with that? That girl is fucking in the fucking Galactic Senate. What is up with her hair?
She was at least emoting a little bit.
It does look bully-esque.
There is bully stuff in this game for sure.
Yeah. Man.
And we're also in the nostalgia window for Bully, so.
Agefield High, Rock the School. That is coming out on the 12th on the PC and maybe someday in the future
from Perp Games.
That's a name. For a studio.
I don't know if that's something you'd want to necessarily call yourself, but okay.
Perp
especially in a game about high schoolers.
You know what though? That's a very 90s game studio name.
This kid was wearing a 2002 sweatshirt in this box.
That's how you know what year it is.
Well, I also know what year it is because there's a new Madden and it says NFL 27. So I always just subtract one.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. On the Internet Games Database, they have pulled four images of Madden and it just looks like it's from like the logo build.
Yeah.
Nothing from the actual game.
And also, here's Vince Vaughn in the trailer.
Vince Vaughn? Who's he talking to on that phone? Okay.
Caleb Williams is the star quarterback for the Chicago Bears now.
What's up, Alex? What's the temperature on Madden?
Well, okay, there's a couple of ways I can do this. I can talk about the actual features, or I could read you this current breaking headline. EA announces completion of acquisition by PIF, Silver Lake, and Affinity Partners.
Oh, it went through.
It's done. The Saudis and Jared Kushner now own Electronic Arts. So that's what I think of Madden 27.
Interesting. Great. Why is Vince Vaughn so much in this?
Because he was around and likes the Bears.
Oh, that was like 30 minutes ago.
That was so...
Yeah.
That was today. That was
today.
That just happened.
Oh, the story.
I literally, as we were recording this, that news broke.
The press release.
So... Here's the thing. These games have been pretty not great the last couple of years, and now I'm like, cool, do I ever want to play another EA product again? I don't know.
They're running out of video game studios.
I know. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Madden anyway, I think this one involves like new player AI or something. Who fucking knows?
Okay. Good luck, Madden. See you on the other side. Defender of the Crown, The Legend Returns. I don't know much about Defender of the Crown.
Medieval strategy game.
I know it by reputation and name. I didn't realize it was an Amiga game first, apparently. I always thought it was like a DOS game first. Mm. But also it was on everything. In fact, the NES version is probably the first one I ever heard of. But
maybe I should have played Defender of the Crown. I don't know.
Pretty influential, like very like highly respected like medieval strategy / adventure game.
I have this memory now of playing a game that might have been Defender of the Crown on NES and being completely perplexed by it.
Like I think it's got a bunch of different stuff in it. You know? Like you're sieging castles and sword fighting and jousting and all kinds of medieval stuff.
All right. I need to go back and check this out.
And apparently the Amiga version is in this remake, which is cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ultra put this out on the NES. Okay, yes. I remember looking at this in Nintendo Power and going like, huh.
Yeah. This comes out on the 13th. It looks like across pretty much everything. So, Defender of the Crown, The Legend Returns. We'll have to see how that shakes out with the remake parts of it and access to the original, like you said, Brad. All right, Hell Let Loose, a title I'm familiar with, Hell Let Loose Vietnam. I did not know that they were making more Hell Let Looses. I didn't know that Hell was also letting loose in Vietnam.
Hell continues to let loose.
You don't have to tell me.
Following the Call of Duty and, you know, Battlefield and Medal of Honor train of making a game about World War II and then eventually just making a game about Vietnam.
Try to make one about Vietnam, see how that goes.
Good luck. I wish you the best of luck with that.
Not sure why the Vietnam ones never really do that well. I'm just really, honestly, not particularly sure why. I understand why the World War II stuff always does really well. Very clear lines. Uh-huh. Very, very like morally focused war. I think there's room to make a Vietnam thing.
I don't know who's
going to pull it off.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some very good Vietnam movies. It's translating that into like a video game where you then have to go do your business in Vietnam. Somebody's going to pull it off. Somebody's going to crack the code.
Not in my lifetime, I don't think.
I'm not sure this is a critical portrayal of the conflict.
you don't think this is a deep dive into what was going on in Vietnam? Let's see. Step into the Expressive Fury. Hell, these men play a decisive role in the most iconic conflicts in 50 versus 50 player battles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went back and looked at the first one. It's like 100 player matches, and there's like kind of a light RTS component to it with like a front line and resources and stuff like that. So,
in the original Hell Let Loose.
Yeah. And I assume all that stuff is back in this. I'm sure that's why it's so popular. Like it sounds like it's probably got some depth to it.
That's coming out on the 13th on the PS5, Xbox, and PC. Okay, Alex, yeah. Did you see this one coming? Creepshow.
Yeah. I only saw this coming because I remember them announcing this, and we've been getting PR emails about it. So I knew it was coming. I don't know what to make of this, though. So this, I think, is more based on the current streaming series, Creepshow, okay, which has been on for about 3-ish seasons, I think.
Shudder's Creepshow series is what they're saying.
Yeah, that's been on for a bit. And this definitely has a more of a cel-shaded, like, graphic novel kind of look to it.
Yeah, and I mean, that was the comic rapper was always kind of a thing in the movies, too. So it makes a certain amount of sense. I just don't know. I mean, maybe this will be good, but it looks a little janky.
Yeah.
It says it's a point-and-click adventure game.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'll try it out for that, maybe.
It's got synths, so you know it's the 80s.
Yeah. I'm curious. I haven't seen anything of that Shudder series, so I wonder if they're just doing stories from it, or if these are all new tales.
I've seen a few episodes. It seemed all right. I wouldn't say maybe I like it as much as maybe like that first movie, but it seemed like an okay series.
I think this also said, it says dark horror anthology in the description. I wonder if you play as, you know, episodes or something in the game.
I think each chapter is like an episode or something.
That's the 13th. That's Creepshow. That's on the PC for now. We're getting some DLC for Mafia: The Old Country, Man of Honor. You know, I played Mafia, finished up Mafia. I don't know if I feel The Old Country. I don't know if I feel any urge to jump back into the world of Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like the story left a lot hanging, but maybe. I wish him the best of luck.
They got to get this out before GTA, okay? They have to get this out now.
Good luck, Hangar 13. Yeah. I wonder how big it is. I guess I'll look it up later. That's Mafia: The Old Country, Man of Honor. Catch it wherever you get fine Mafia: The Old Country. All right, Hypercore Rhythm Bullet Hell.
You heard me.
It's just right there.
Yeah, I like Bullet Hell games. I like rhythm games. You put those in the title. I'm not super into Hypercore, but it's not a big deal. I'll go with it. Let's go.
Is Hypercore a thing?
I think it's just like really super fast EDM, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It looks fast-ish.
Yeah.
Speedy. It looks speedy. Visually interesting, very colorful. Yes. If you're listening to the podcast, you're in a little ship going down like a road, dodging a lot of bullets, I assume with some rhythm happening.
Yeah, I don't know if this is good or not. It looks all right.
Almost Frequency Amplitude inspired or something. Yeah. A little bit. Just the way it's kind of a racing game, sort of.
I'm telling you, Turn of the Millennium nostalgia is big right now.
Huge. Huge. That's Hypercore Rhythm Bullet Hell. That is on the PC on the 18th. The Sinking City Part 2. Continue your Lovecraftian journey. They're just calling out Unreal Engine 5 here. In their
check out this
text.
Fish man. Check out all this wet buildings.
Yeah, I did not play The Sinking City.
I did.
How do you feel about it?
I didn't finish it. That. I played a fair amount of it. It was pretty janky, but it definitely got at the Lovecraftian vibes in a way that felt like maybe a lot of other games are not as good at. That said, this is also the game that had like a big falling out between Frogwares and I think their publisher at the time. And there was like a whole rights issue thing where there were lawsuits and stuff. Okay. So it sounds like this is now freed from all of that. So good on them. But yeah, I just hope this game is less janky than the first one.
They're self-publishing this, according to Steam, now. So at least they didn't lose it. This looks very Resident Evil now.
This is just
the perspective, like just close up behind the back, third-person shooting type stuff.
It's kind of how the first one looked, too, but the first one was definitely, it felt more rudimentary.
Like Alone in the Dark, let's say.
This does look decent, like just visually.
Was the first one action-y?
It had some action parts, but there's more. There seemed to be emphasizing more of that here.
Well, there might still be some jank. not bad jank, but
yeah.
That's the 18th. That's the Sinking City 2. That's PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox. Mortal Shell 2, the immortal Name Mortal Shell 2. We were talking before the show, Brad, you mentioned, hadn't this come out already? I could have been convinced this had come out.
I think it's because they ran an open beta. In fact, I think you can still play the open beta or demo or whatever you would like to call it, but it feels like it's been in development forever is, I think, also why I was like, did that not come out already? I liked the first one okay.
Yeah, I didn't play it.
It's very Souls, but it had a little bit of its own thing going on. I can't quite characterize that now, but I remember it had some uniqueness to it. This looks a lot nicer than that did.
Just graphically?
Yeah, like this looks like a significant step up in fidelity.
People talk about Mortal Shell, it's like one of those ones like I feel like Lies of P, you know, mm-hmm. like yeah. people are like
yeah. it found an audience.
Yeah, it's really good. That's Mortal Shell 2 coming out on the 20th as we near the end of the month here. That is on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox. Stalker is getting some more content. Stalker 2, Cost of Hope. I don't know how this did first
DLC for that. I don't know how it did like sales wise. I mean, there was definitely some discontent around the launch that it didn't have as many of the AI features as they had promised originally. I don't think that really ever got where they had said it would.
Their living world stuff.
The whole A-life thing, if you remember that, like, cause you know, this reputation of the first Stalker is like, it's like a huge living world. And like the AI does stuff on its own even when you're not around, and it's super dynamic. And then they promised even more of that for this, and then it's a Ukrainian developer, like they had to move to another country at some point, like others, you could maybe see
some
disruption in their development. But anyway, I don't know, last I checked I had kept an eye on it, they still had not added all this the kind of simulation features that it was supposed to have. But anyway, here's some of their first DLC now.
Cost of Hope is the name of that again. A huge new storyline that can take dozens of hours to complete, two new regions, new and returning characters, and much more, says the copy here. That is coming to wherever you have Stalker 2, I assume. And that is on the 20th. All right, Alex, assume you pulled this one. It says right there, Mexican Ninja.
Yeah, blame me for this one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can't name your game that and not have me at least notice it. And here's the thing. I didn't actually put this on here because of the game Mexican Ninja, which looks cromulent, I guess. It's more that I want you to see what the other game made by this person is.
Oh, okay. Let's see. This is made by Amber or Madbricks?
Let's go look up Amber for a second.
Okay, let's go look up Amber.
See the other game that Amber has made. Oh, Courtroom Chaos featuring Snoop Dogg.
Wait, is this a released game?
It's a Luna exclusive.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, this looks like dog shit.
Wow. Snoop Dogg shit.
I don't think Mexican Ninja looks this bad by any stretch. I just needed to highlight that this exists.
I didn't know there were Luna exclusives.
Neither did I until today.
This is amazing. What you're talking about.
They spent some money on this commercial.
They got Snoop Dogg.
Did they?
Are you saying, did they feed his voice into an AI and just spit it out?
That's what I'm saying. Okay, I can't watch any more of this trailer. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Anyway, Mexican Ninja coming soon.
Mexican Ninja, the 20th.
I think it's a beat 'em up. I don't know.
Coming to... Hey, look, I appreciate you getting us from here to there.
Yeah.
PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox, and PC. All right. Tekken 8's getting a new character.
Bob. I've just always enjoyed playing Bob when Bob has popped up, so I'm going to give Bob his moment here.
I've never played Bob, but I also am pro Bob.
He's big boy. Big boy representation.
Tekken has just got an incredible roster.
Yes.
Like, for a fighting game lineup full of people named things like Paul and Bob and Brian.
Yep.
Which, frankly, I think, like... Those names are so mundane for fighting game characters that they wrap back around to being incredible, but
I think so, yes.
But anyway, for a list of names as kind of pedestrian as that, like, I feel like all the characters are just exploding with personality.
Yes, the character designs have always been among the very best in fighting games.
There's just a certain vibe to Tekken that is really singular.
Is Bob legit, or is Bob like a Dan?
No, he's better than, I think, if I remember correctly, he's perceived as better than a Dan, but also still kind of a Goofus.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he moves.
Yeah. I mean, Dan can fight too. It's just that Dan is like also, you know, a craven weirdo. And I think Bob is a little less of that, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Probably has one of the goofier story endings, you're saying.
Maybe, yes. But also, look at his fucking necktie, dude. Look at that.
His eagle necktie.
Japan has always had our number, and they extra do now.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. He's physically large, but he also seems very tall.
Yeah, I mean, he's got that Sammo Hung thing going, where it's like, it don't matter that he's a big boy, he can move.
Yeah, he moves. All right, Bob holding it down, I guess. I mean, I guess when you're fighting against the fucking kangaroo, then why not, right?
I always like the animal characters, I'm not gonna lie.
What the hell, Tekken?
What is the kangaroo called? Roger is the kangaroo. I was trying to think. I was thinking Roger was the velociraptor, but now is Alec. I think Alex is the velociraptor. See, they have a dinosaur in there, and it's called Alex.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, Bob. All right, a game you probably heard of if you watched any of Giant Bomb's. what was it? Was it Summer Games?
Yeah, Summer Games Fest stuff.
Yeah, Aliens Fire Team Elite 2. Look, the marketing worked. We played Aliens Fire Team Elite 1.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. I don't have like numbers in front of me, but I got the sense that thing kind of took off.
Yeah, I mean, it's enough to make a second one.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like when we played it, it definitely had the good Alien vibes. So, Aliens, we should say. Mm-hmm. Vibes.
I played this one.
This version of this. Yeah, yeah. Would you play with a crew or just?
Yeah, it was. They had set up with kiosks. They had multiple people playing together. It definitely felt like the first game. It just felt less janky than the first one.
Yeah, okay. I guess that one did have a little jank.
So maybe this is like the refined. Like I don't know much about it, but like 1.5 edition, right? Like we figured out all the.
It seemed like rough edges. It's the same basic team gameplay: hang out with your friends, shoot some aliens type stuff, wave based stuff. But like it just felt like it was a little tighter than what they tried the first time around.
I will say it yet again, Steam. I would give anything for Steam to add number of players to its standard like data for games.
I believe it's 4.
Yeah,
4. Okay.
That's usually you could just assume that, but ever since Destiny,
I think there are 4 on the cover.
It had like, 4 kiosks at the thing. Okay, that's what I'm going with.
There are just enough games out there that cap at 3 now that I can never remember which ones are 3 and which are 4.
Yeah, you're right though. That should be right on the parentheses on the co-op side, just number of players. 4 players. Drops up to 4 players into boots of Colonial Marines. Aliens Fireteam Elite 2, that is coming out the 25th on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox. Plague Tale Legacy, a franchise Resonance. That seems to... Oh, sorry, Resonance, a Plague Tale Legacy.
Yeah, they've kind of flipped it, I guess. Like, it used to be Plague Tale colon whatever. And now it's whatever colon a Plague Tale something. I don't know, the branding is weird.
But Plague Tale is like
it's a
franchise and a series that continues.
Is this the third one or the fourth one?
I think I only remember 2 of them, but there could be one I'm just missing.
I want to say it's the third one. Yeah, it is the third one.
So yeah, I have no idea what's going on in the Plague Tale universe. Maybe someday I will find out. Have we just moved beyond rats?
This is a prequel to the first 2 games, apparently.
She's gonna bring the plague.
I don't know.
This looks way more than just get around rats. This looks just like an action game. Maybe some puzzles. Let's see what they say. 15 years before Plague Tale Requiem. Follows Sophia, young plunderer. She travels to Minotaur's Island and searches for answers about her past. An original story set in the A Plague Tale universe. Combat puzzles, mythological elements. All right, that comes out the 23rd on the PC, Xbox, and PS5. We have some Metal Gear games here. We have the Metal Gear Solid. Alert. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 2, which includes 2 and 4 and anything else?
No, it's 4 and Peace Walker.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
3 was already done.
2 was in Volume 1. Volume 1 was like MGS 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they also did that remake of 3 Delta last year, which is separate, but this is... Well, this is just 4 and Peace Walker, but then apparently Ghost Babel, the Game Boy Color game, is listed as bonus content, which is like, come on, man.
But that's also been in some of the other dirty. Metal Gear that's collections,
real,
hasn't
that's
been?
A, that's a real video game. What do you mean bonus content? Like, that counts?
I don't know, Alex. I think Ghost Babel
has been in some of the other Metal Gear collections.
It's not definitely, I don't think, the first time it has been. It's just a Game Boy Color game. They've kind of gotten that. But obviously 4 is the real story here because it's the first time 4 has ever been on anything but a PS3.
Yeah, they said it was impossible.
That is the story here.
No, they just said it was really hard, Vinny. not impossible, because clearly they've done it.
Not only have they done it for this collection, but you can also just get Metal Gear Solid 4 Master Collection version.
I don't know if I didn't look. I assume maybe they're also selling Peace Walker, but yeah, like you can just buy MGS4 for $30 if you want just that, apparently, which is cool. Like, it's actually good of them to do that.
Yeah.
I am very curious to see how that runs.
And especially since it's on everything especially the Switch.
Is it on Switch 1?
It says it's listed here as Switch 1.
Well, that's fine.
These are both the 27th.
Yeah, I doubt Konami will say anything, but I'm sure people will dig into the install on PC. I'm just curious to hear like how they're running it, like what they're doing to make 4 work. I mean, 4 works in emulation and has for a while. Like, it's not impossible to play that game on a PC or anything. I'm just curious what tack they took with it to get it working.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm sure that information will get out there. So that's the Metal Gear Collections and Metal Gear Solid 4 on the 27th. And then a game I am curious about. I'll call it optimistically curious because I want this to be good, but it is Star Wars Zero Company.
Yeah. I was a lot more optimistic about a half hour ago.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a PNEA published game.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yes.
But it's made by former XCOM people.
Yeah, it's the, you know, that she kind of pitched as the Star Wars XCOM.
Yeah.
So let's see how it goes.
Respawn also did some work on this, right?
They're
listed.
Are they?
Yeah, they're on the developer list.
In the IGDB database, yeah. I hope it's good.
Me too.
It's been a while since I played an XCOM like, and I'm still enough of an idiot to at least look at Star Wars things reflexively.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I mean, that pod racer game also looks kind of cool.
I wonder when this is set, because it feels like there's a lot of prequel looking stuff in here.
I'm sure it'll say,
or some amount of, well, there's a decent amount of prequel imagery in there.
Let's see if the Steam page
is not at least in the top line. It says lead the Clone Wars most cunning operatives, so it is like straight up during the I guess it is during the prequels.
We shall see. Again, these might be the last of the non-sports EA things we see for a while. So, Star Wars Zero Company.
I believe this last trailer they put out of this was the one that had like legally distinct Anakin Skywalker at the end. like Anakin that did not look like Hayden Christensen.
Oh, yes. I'm seeing that as I'm scrubbing around.
Well, that's... When I see him again, it looks more like his likeness than I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's Star Wars Zero Company. Moving along here, we only got a few games left on the list here. We have Elden Ring Tarnished Edition. That is Elden Ring coming to the Switch 2. Go catch it. That's Elden Ring and the Shadow of the Erdtree DLC. So... been waiting to play Elden Ring on your Switch 2. Now I can get it. Find it. Hopefully this runs really well.
Yeah. You deserve it.
Elden Ring's a great game.
You deserve to have a version of Elden Ring that runs well.
I don't know. Watching this footage, I'm not so sure.
If it runs well,
Well, I seem to run fine, but it looks like I'm sure they've had to make some compromises.
When is that? When is that FromSoft Switch 2 game?
Still just this year, I think, is all they said. They did not announce a date in their not E3 thing like I thought they would.
Finally,
Youngbloods is the name of that.
Youngbloods, thank you. I always forget the name of it. This is not a great name. NBA 2K27.
Wait, hang on. Let me fact check myself.
Okay.
Is it the Duskbloods?
Duskbloods. Is that a different thing?
It is the Duskbloods. I'm sorry. Okay. I have been pretty checked out for a bit.
I get it. I thought Duskblood was that vampire game that's like coming out. The one that with the with the vampire is really what I want to say there.
Bloodlines? Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines?
No, the action.
The Blood of Dawnwalker.
Oh, Blade.
We are in word soup now.
No, yes. you're talking about the Blood of Dawnwalker, right?
I'm just saying the word soup of Duskblood's Blood of the Dawnwalker.
Blood of Dawnwalker is the former CD Projekt folks, like pretty high level Witcher 3 people that started their own studio, and is not to be reductive, but it sure does look like Vampire Witcher.
Yes, I was going to say Vampire Witcher there earlier, but didn't want to get confused. All right, moving on to our last game we have pulled here, NBA 2K27, yes. NBA 2K27.
Why is this game that's technically out on September 4th in the August thing? Because if you are doing the pre-order dance, you get to have this in the month of August.
Gotcha. Well, this real footage looks like basketball, but yes.
There's like significant WNBA stuff in here, it looks like.
Yeah, the WNBA has been growing tremendously in stature over the last 5-6 years. And
I don't know what happened. There was like some TV ratings milestone that just happened where I wish I knew better what I'm trying to say here, but it was some situation where like the WNBA equivalent of some broadcast did better numbers than the NBA one or something along those lines.
Okay.
Yeah, it's growing very much in stature. There are a number of star players who are becoming increasingly well-known, and, you know, they've been featured in the games for a little while now, so this isn't like a new thing, but they are definitely getting more and more of a presence, I feel like, with each one.
Who's our cover athlete here?
That is Wemby. That is the star, Victor Wembanyama of the San Antonio Spurs.
We didn't get our a big Knicks player on the front, huh?
I want to say there might be a version that has Jalen Brunson on the cover, but I'm not sure. There's also one that I think that has Caitlin Clark on the cover.
Yeah, that looked like a deluxe version or something.
Yeah. I bet the Knicks stuff happened too close to release. I bet these deals were already kind of in place.
Let's see. Here's your versions. The Ultra Edition. Who's that from the Bulls? Number one? Can you have a number one?
I actually don't know anyone who's on the Bulls anymore, and yes, you can have number one. So, I've not followed the Bulls very closely the last couple of years, so I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, NBA 2K27, end of the month or early next month, depending if you're going to get that advanced access. It'll be probably on our list next month, too. That takes us to the end of the list. I'm going to do a very quick rundown here of the games of August, because there are more games than I was expecting, because I know September's got some heavy hitters. So,
yep.
Quickly here on the recap side of things, we have Rekka, Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion Remastered, that's coming to the Switch 2, Grounded 2 coming to the PS5. Got Big Walk, you have Beast of Reincarnation, you have the Bubbly Basin edition for Pokemon Pocopia, you have Marble, Tokon, Fighting Souls, Iron Nest, Heavy Turret Simulator, Grain Rot, Agent 64, Spies Never Die, Agefield High, Rock the School, Madden NFL 27, Defender of the Crown, The Legend Returns, Hell Let Loose, Vietnam, Creepshow, Mafia the Old Country, Man of Honor, that's a DLC for Mafia, Hypercore, Rhythm, Bullet Hell, The Sinking City 2, Mortal Shell 2, Stalker 2, Cost of Hope, Mexican Ninja, Tekken 8, Bob, Aliens, Fireteam Elite 2, Resonance, A Plague Tale Legacy, Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 2, or you can just get Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots Master Collection Edition version, whichever one you want. Star Wars Company, Star Wars Zero Company, mm-hmm. Elden Ring Tarnished Edition, and NBA 2K27. Whew, that's August. That's an August. Let's look at the big list. There really wasn't too much else that I saw, but let's take a look just in case. I think I might still have it up here. Nope, that's our Snoop Dogg. Yeah, here it is. There was one thing, and now my brain has left my brain towards the bottom of the list here. I wanted to look at.
I took a long look at this month. I would say it's not unpopulated. There just actually wasn't as much stuff as I thought there would be for an August.
Yeah, September. I also scrolled through and really didn't see a whole lot else.
There's a lot more AI slop images with every passing month, I've got to say.
Yep. Yeah, that's. I feel like we're just in it now, right? That is just going to be the thing. Yeah, there was something I was going to call out here, but now it's gone. It's out of my brain. It's like a lot of also-rans, you know? Like, the Blood Dungeon game.
Oh, gosh, did we miss? Right, yes, I totally meant.
Okay,
I'm gonna add that
in there.
I totally forgot I meant to submit a review code request for this, and I've just been spacing out.
I think I completely forgot this game was even coming out, to be honest with you.
This is the side-scrolling auto-shooter from the developer of Nidhogg.
Yes, that's the 25th, towards the end of the month there. Add it to the list.
Yeah, that's actually like probably something I care about quite a bit, maybe.
strong words, Brad. Titanic Escape Simulator. That's dark. That's just dark.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was looking for something, and now it again, like I said, it's gone. There are just so many games. There's just so many things that get added to this list. And a lot of things that just seem like they are knockoffs of other popular things. Cataclysmo the Old Kingdom. What's that? Is that not Cataclysmo,
probably,
right?
Probably an add-on, I would guess.
Huh.
Or
interesting.
Click through the Steam page and see.
Yeah, let's see.
Surely they didn't put out a sequel already, did they? Yeah, no, it isn't.
Okay, it requires the base game. Okay. I still want to go back and play more of that. I also really like that concept.
It's that early access curse, you know. It's like, I'm gonna wait for the full release, and then that happens and you're too busy with other stuff. And
yeah, and you know, like, I've tried some of it. I kind of know what it is. I mean, did Stalker, like, I'm scrolling infinitely here, and I'm only not even halfway
you can
through.
Scroll for a while. There is plenty of stuff, but
yeah, I need to put a counter on here for just how many games we're looking at, because this is quite a bit. All right. I think I'm going to click off of this because I can probably just scroll this forever. All right. Coming back to looking at our list here, let's take a peek over at September as we.
Want to look at it. I'm going to be honest with you.
Not yet.
I don't want to know what's awaiting us in September.
That's a lot of big stuff.
It's a lot of big stuff. I know. It's actually not that many things we have pulled right now, but we haven't pulled everything. They're just big.
Yeah.
Wolverine, Silent Hill Townfall, Control Resonance, for me, Trine 6.
Ace Combat.
Onimusha, Blood of Dawn Walker.
Yeah.
Dawn of War 4, like, it's just a lot of big name games. Minecraft Dungeons 2.
Man. Yeah, well, everybody pushed around into September, so we'll see how that shakes out.
I'm scared.
We'll face it together. Don't worry.
All right.
But for now, it is still August, and we've got some fun games to play here. Before we get out of here, Alex Navarro, you got a few things that you're on your radar?
This is a harder one than usual, honestly. Like, I think the big ones for me are Big Walk and Marvel Token.
Yeah, for sure.
Looking further down, I mean, on any other year, I would say Madden. Right now, I have no fucking idea. We'll see.
Mm.
I will play Bob when he comes to Tekken, because I just want to do that. Beyond that, I'd say it's anyone's guess.
Okay. Brad?
Blood Dungeon. Big Walk.
Okay, yep. Big Walk.
Marvel. Big Walk.
Marvel Tokon kind of. I mean, like, curious, if not, like, I don't know how much I'll get into it, but would like to try it. And Star Wars Zero Company all seem interesting.
Yeah, for me, I would say Star Wars Zero Company for sure. I definitely want to check that out. Big Walk, like we've mentioned. You know, maybe Sinking City too, but that'll probably require me to go back to Sinking City before. I'll have to go check out and see how much that ties in. And then, that Marvel. I am very curious to see how that plays because it just looks awesome. I just want to see it. So August shaping up to be a fairly dense month with some stuff spread out, which is nice. Because that Star Wars is end of the month. Big Walk is beginning of the month.
Right now.
I'm also curious to maybe jump into Fire Team Elite 2 with you guys. That would be a fun one. And I remember that first one just having pretty good atmosphere for an Aliens game. So
I think that'd be a good Friday one day.
Yeah, for sure. But that's going to do it for our August plan-o-rama. Enjoy your video games, folks. They're out there.
While you can.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Alex. We'll be back with more planning of ramas in September. Big games coming in September. So stick around. Well, do something else and come back in September.
Yeah, we'll be around.
Play some games. Come back in September. We'll be back soon. See ya.